here we go then. I'm only doing this because Phoenix 11, and she's probably one of the nicest people on the whole of Twitter. Fuck knows she is. Said that she sort of knew how it was, and I know you know how it is. And it's important that we remember all this shit that, you know, our dads used to sing to us when we were kids, you know, to sort of make us think that we were just well off, you know, having a government. God, fuck it. I just can't. Anyway, I've tuned it up. Listen. Any guitarist there would know that that's perfectly. Like that. Okay. What was I going to sing? Oh, it's the one that is going to be the musket, fife and drum. Okay, so I'm going to do this one. You know it. You sing along. Yeah, right. You pretend you don't know it, but you do. I'm not going to get to the end. I mean, you just carry on singing and I'll finish. Okay, that's how it works. Oh, soldier, soldier, don't you marry me with your musket, fife and drum. I'll tell you what it is. A musket, it's a sort of gun thing. A fife is a diddly-lilly thing that you play. Like that. And a drum is a okay, so, oh, get the key right, get the key right, it does make me a difference. Oh, soldier, soldier, won't you marry me with your musket, fife and drum? Oh, no, sweet maid, I cannot marry you, for I have no hat to put on. So off she went to her grandmother's chest and bought him a hat of the very, very best. Bought him a hat of the very best and the soldier put it on. Oh, soldier, soldier, won't you marry me with your musket, fife and drum? Oh, no, sweet maid, I cannot marry you, for I have no pants to put on. When I do that with the kids, they go, hee, pants. So off she went to her grandfather's chest and bought him pants of the very, very best. And bought him pants of the very, very best. And the soldier puts them on pants. Oh, soldier, soldier, won't you marry me with your musket, fife and drum? Oh, no, sweet maid, I cannot marry you because I have no rabbit but on. Anyway, it's quite enough of that. That'll do for tonight. Certainly on that one, I'll probably do the Camp Town Ladies later on, as long as I don't get accused of racism in it and stuff. Here we go, publishing.